The cost of discipleship. Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yea, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and comes after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, and saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to encounter another king in war will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000s to meet him who comes against with him with 20,000s? And if not, while the other is yet great of way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt without taste is worthless. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? Salt without taste is worthless. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is of no use either for the soil or for the manipulable spill. It thrown away. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
有超多人与耶稣同行，他转过头对他们说：“大家到我这里来。若不爱我胜过于其他人，比如说自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟妹、兄长和自己的生命，就不能作为我的门徒而存在。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的人，也不能算作我的门徒。比如说你们要建一座高楼，都是要先计算一下费用，如果这样才能继续下去，恐怕安了地基却不能成功。”听见这话的人都笑话他，说：“这人开了工却不能完工。”或者一个人出去跟其他国家的人打仗，他们都会坐下来先商量，能用1万敌兵去抵2万敌兵来攻打他的吗？若是不能，就趁敌人还在远方的时候派使者去求和。这样，你们无论什么人，若不能撇下所有的一切，就不能作为我的门徒。比如说盐这种东西本来是好的，可是盐如果失去了本味，它还能再称之为盐吗？或者在田间，或者在粪里，都不合适，只好遭到丢弃。所有能听我话的人就应当听。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第41讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂, English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And the sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 41st lecture of the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. So, well, first let's deal with today's personal study summary. Following Jesus costs a lot, but most of people they never know. He says, you must love him more than anybody, even though they are your family. That's what hate means here. Love lies. You must also be ready to suffer, or die for him. That's so-called carry your cross. Jesus gives two examples. Firstly, a man who builds a tower. He counts the money falsely. If he can't finish it, people will laugh at him. Second, a king who builds a wall. He checks if he can win. If not, he makes peace. So don't start following Jesus without thinking about the cause. The cause is everything you have. You must be willing to give it all up if all needed. Then Jesus talks about salt. Good salt keeps its flavor, but if it loses its flavor, it's useless and gets thrown away. A disciple who doesn't really follow Jesus is just like that useless salt. So we should think carefully. Is following Jesus worth it? He says yes, but be honest about the cost. So now let my younger sister make a go further summary.
Hello, we have here a big crowd of people who gathered around Jesus Christ. But the question is, who of them is able to convert himself into a disciple? The description Jesus gives of a disciple is like the description of the requisite to apply for a new job.
大家好，这里有一大群人聚集在耶稣那的附近，但是问题是，他们当中有谁能真正成为他的门徒呢？耶稣对门徒的定义就像是对一份新工作所需要的描述一样。
A disciple should hate his mother and father and his brother, his wife and his children and himself. That sounds hard, but as Kiki already mentioned, you shall not hate them emotionally, but set your priorities right.
门徒应当憎恨自己的母亲、父亲、兄弟、妻子、儿女，甚至于自己。这听起来像是对羊群的憎恨，但正如琪琪所说，你无需在情感上憎恨他们，而是要分轻重缓急。
If we compare it with an earthly soldier, this becomes clearer. A soldier may stay with his family as long as there is no war or no problem in the country. But if there is a tension situation in the country or a war begins, the soldier has to stay in the place that is prepared for soldiers to stay.
如果把它比作现实当中的士兵，这一点就非常明了。只要国内没有战争或者动荡，士兵就可以和家人待在一起。但如果国内国外局势紧张或者战争爆发，士兵就必须驻守为士兵准备的营地。
So we may love our families, but if there comes a spiritual tense situation, we have to be first of all a real disciple of Christ who gives everything and nobody who confesses his faith only with the mouth.
所以，我们或许爱我们的家人，但如果遇到属灵上的各种紧张情况，我们首先必须是耶稣基督的真正门徒，为他而奉献一切，而不为其他任何人。我们要承认自己的信仰和归属。
To describe discipleship, Jesus uses the picture of a tower. Before you start building, you first calculate the costs, and if you do not have enough money, you do not build.
耶稣用建一座高塔来比喻，说明门徒遵从之道。建造之前要计算成本，成本核算，如果钱不够，就不要建造。
Or if a king shall go to a war with a more powerful king, it is better to negotiate peace before losing the war.
或者，如果有一位国王要与另外一位强大的国王开战，那么最好在战败之前进行和平谈判。
Then Jesus uses the picture of the salt again. He said before to the disciples that they are the salt of the earth. And here he says that salt that has lost its saltness serves only to be thrown out.
然后耶稣又再次用盐来做比喻。他之前对门徒说，他们是世间的盐，而在这里他又说，失去咸味的盐只能被丢弃。
This is a warning for those who wanted to become disciples but did not keep walking on the path of discipleship.
这是对那些想要成为门徒却没有坚持走到最后的人的最终忠告。OK, based on both Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters. So the first one. Sister, why did Jesus say you must hate your family? Does he mean the real hate? 耶稣为什么说你必须憎恨你的家人？他是真的让你憎恨他们吗？
No, when we hear hate, we think about negative emotions, but he did not mean this. He talks about setting priorities right.
不，我们所听到的"仇恨"这个词就会联想到负面情绪，但他所指并非如此。他谈的是世间的事情要分轻重缓急。Second issue, stressor, why does carry your cross mean? 背负十字架又怎样去理解呢？
Take up the daily struggle, which is not always easy, because we are all in a spiritual battle and standing every day in the fight of attack, and temptation can be hard load to carry.
迎接每日的挑战，这并不总是容易的，因为我们都在进行着一场属灵的争斗，每天每分每秒，攻击与诱惑作为斗争，都是沉重的负担。Next issue. So, sister, why does a builder first count the cost before building a tower? 盖建筑或者是塔的人，为什么要预先做好成本核算呢？
Because he has to know if he is able to finish it. It is a shame to build a half-finished tower.
因为所有的人都必须明白自己是否能完成这项工程，建造一座高塔或者是半成品的塔，实属可惜。Next question. So, sister, what happens if you start building but can't finish it? 如果你开始盖塔却盖不完，最终的结果会怎么样呢？
The people will mock you and laugh at you.
所有的人都会围住你，嘲笑你的失败。Well said. So next issue for sister. If you are king with 10,000 soldiers facing 20,000 enemies, what should you do firstly? 如果是一个1万士兵的国王，却要面对2万的敌人，你率先应该做什么决定呢？
You should think with a cold mind if you are able to stand against an enemy with so much soldiers, and the best is to negotiate peace with him.
所有人都应该冷静思考，你是否有能力对抗如此众多的士兵？最好的办法就是与他和谈。Next question. Why does Jesus compare following him to going to war? 耶稣为什么把其他人和他的跟随比作打仗呢？
Because we stand in a spiritual battle between the kingdom of heaven where we live and the kingdom of darkness where the devil and the demons live.
因为我们正处在一场属灵的征战当中，一方面是我们所居住的天国，另一方面是魔鬼和邪灵所居住的黑暗国度。Next issue. Does renounce all you have mean throw away your stuff? 让你撇下一切，是要你扔掉你拥有的一切吗？
No, it means having like not having. If you, for example, are married, you should not have your spouse like having him or her for entire eternity.
不，其实意思是如同拥有，就像没拥有一样。比如说，如果你已婚，你不应该像拥有你的配偶那样，希望永远能拥有和陪伴于他。
One of you will die first and the other stays back alone. Or if you have a house, it can burn down. If you have a car, it can crash, and so on. You may have all your stuff, but you should not fix your heart on it.
你们之间总有一个人会先死， 另一个人只能孤零零地留下来。或者，如果你有房子，它可能会被烧毁；如果你有车，它可能会开车出事故。所有这些事情你都要面临。你或许拥有一切，但你不应该把所有的一切寄托在物质上面。Next question. So, Schwarzer, how can soul lose its taste? What does that teach us? 盐怎么会失去它原有的味道呢？这又教给了我们什么样的道理呢？
If we no longer keep being salt onto this earth, we begin to be worthless, and God cannot use us for the good purpose anymore.
如果盐失去了本味，就像我们也会变得毫无价值，上帝也无法再利用我们去做更多的好事。Next issue. So, why does Jesus say, He who has ears, let him hear. Everyone has ears. 耶稣为什么说有耳可听就应当听？可是所有人不都有耳朵吗？
In another part of the Bible, Jesus tells that there are people with a heart full of fat because they heard so much and learned nothing. The prophet Isaiah already told that there are ears that are not able to hear.
圣经中曾有这样的记载，耶稣说：“有些人心胸狭隘，因为他们即使聆听了很多，却什么也没学到。”先知耶赛亚也曾说过：“有些人有耳朵，却装作听不见。”Well said. So today's last question for Caesar: What's the cost of being Jesus' disciple？作为耶稣门徒的代价又是什么呢？
It costs you everything. We in the Western world have a relative quiet life, but just this is our biggest enemy. We are sleeping. The devil can put us in temptation, as he wants to do, and put us in the risk of losing our salvation.
这会让我们失去一切。我们西方人的生活相对有些平静，并不会直接遭受到迫害，但这恰恰是我们最大的敌人。当我们沉睡的时候，魔鬼可以随心所欲地引诱我们，使我们面临失去救赎的风险。
So we have to calculate by ourselves if we want to pay the cost and live like a pilgrim lives on a small way here on earth that leads us to the end to heaven, or if we are just listeners in a big crowd who wants to feel a bit religious but never involve himself in the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，我们必须计算一下，我们是否愿意付出代价，像朝圣者一样，在地球上走上以往天堂的小路，最终抵达终点，还是想和其他人一样，只做个听众，感受一下所谓的宗教气氛，却从未真正参与到我们之间的国度，也不会抵达天堂。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年4月快乐，我们下期再会。